Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Disney vs. Disney Debates podcast is all about finding the answer to one simple question. What is the best Disney movie of all time? Maybe the question isn't that simple. So join us every Saturday as hosts from all across That's Not Canon fight for their movies in one-on-one debates moderated by me, Zane C. Weber, in order to decide once and for all which of Disney's beloved classics or recent hits will take the crown.
Mine.
Save it for the show. Available now on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you find podcasts.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
And where are you now?
On the titan of
space.
Flying to the moon
on a lovely cloud made of marshmallows.
Greetings and welcome to the 22nd episode of the third season of Law and Disorder, 5th edition Dungeons and Dragons podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber, and here's a recap on what's happened so far this season of Law and Disorder.
Our heroes were sent to hell to rescue the gnolls from their overlord Yeonu and destroy the same demon lord. And they partially succeeded. They are now heading back to Candera to face the Lady of Doom, Nova, Goddess of the Moon, and to reunite with their friends and family. Together with the 400,000 gnoll army that they have trailing behind them. The war has continued without them, and they will need to adjust their plan to see where they fit in this temporary world order.
And that's what happened last time on Law and Disorder. If you want to help us out, give us a like on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or you can throw a couple dollars our way on Patreon at patreon.com/Law and Disorder podcast. And now it is time to get on with the game. This is Law and Disorder, and I am your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber. Here with me tonight to play the game are...
Nick playing Black Patty.
Patrick playing Pelus.
Isaac playing Melina.
Sebastian Jim. Does that work?
Yeah, no. I like it.
Okay, yeah, we're going with yes? Yeah. Okay.
No.
Jack playing Dashbold.
And where do we leave off, everyone?
We're in a castle.
Looting time.
Yeah, like a citadel.
I got my looting sack. Creating a communist nation.
So we're shaping the people.
Shaping
into their glorious future.
Either a year has passed, or a year is kind of past, or we're all aging very slowly, or time is super speed.
Maybe
we
that's how long I took to grow to this size.
Something
maybe it was real
happened.
Slow and painful.
Maybe gnolls just grow this size.
But yeah, maybe like this is what happens to all gnolls after they've been
but
like.
They just die really quickly.
Free for a while. They just get big.
Yeah. I'm inclined to think a year has actually just passed, though. Mm. Just because there aren't bodies fucking everywhere.
Yeah, yeah,
so I would
true.
Just assume there'd be bodies everywhere if everyone just aged on the spot.
Although, we did see all those skeletons of gnolls that looked like they had rapidly aged to death.
But they were also rapidly aging during the orgy thing that was happening
there
as well.
There are no skeletons in the citadel.
So we did see
monk?
That. Yeah.
They could have just been waiting for you outside
true.
The bubble.
Anyway, that's what we're up to.
Have we seen any other skeletons?
No.
No, we haven't seen other.
Not in the citadel. It's never been empty since it's
maybe
been
there. Slugs don't have skeletons. Maybe and if they were all slugs...
in...
The look on your face, you're like, galaxy braining.
Surprise.
That's big brain shit there.
Check out the big brain
Slugs
on Brett.
Just disappear when they die.
In the grand hall that you've entered of the Black Glass Citadel, green flames have lit your way. And down the end, you see this kind of combination chaise lounge throne.
Love that.
And directly in front of it on the floor is what you first think is like a bubble or like a big gem glowing green. Coming closer to it, you can see that this does in fact seem to be a bubble of ooze that is goes down into the ground following a well and emitting a green, ugly light. But floating in it are small images and ghosts of thoughts.
I say we stay far away from that as possible. That
my gut important. Tells me it's safe.
Okay, $10, one of us stands up inside of it.
I'm not there, but as a Jim, question for... Oh.
Yeah.
In your right ear, hear a whisper.
Over here. Over here. Over here.
So it feels it's in my right ear or coming from the right as well?
No, and then in your left ear.
Pushed it.
You should just
it.
Fuck with it.
So it's in your right ear and you feel like a gentle pressure on your neck kind of pulling you. Not in any physical sense, but like wanting you to go in that direction.
Just you just fuck with it. Just it intentionally seems like an instinct. Look in the wrong direction all the time and just get it really frustrated at you.
I'm just going to I'm it's all about openness, guys.
Yeah, it's a special power just for you.
So hey M.
Yes.
Something's calling me this way. Let's have a look.
Yeah, well, that sounds like you should go the opposite way. Good.
Yeah, but it could be adventure.
Come on, Jimmy Jam, let's go.
Venture!
Yeah.
Venture.
Excuse me, the amount of shit I copped from all of you for not trying to be here. We're here. Literal adventure is calling. We're all fucking going.
I'm so proud of you.
From like the
Jim.
Window, you hear Palos's voice and the crowd singing, and how many roads must... And there's just folk songs going throughout the army. You've got plenty of time. They're still getting the key right. They're learning the lyrics.
Oh, this is just a giant eyeball. You from the outside.
No, I'm not singing to you, I'm singing to the people. I'm teaching them Dashbolt's got like the a hits of Joan Baez.
So, are you walking towards the sound?
My first question is, are they joining me with walking towards
I
it?
I am.
No, look, we don't have enough supplies.
It's fine,
maybe the supplies over there. Maybe it's a sandwich calling me. We don't know, but y'all brought me here, okay. So y'all should come.
Out of character, do you really want to go into Slime World, the equivalency of Candy World?
I'm not
world?
Being called towards the orb, am I? I thought it was
no,
else,
you're
yeah.
being called away from the orb, actually.
Oh, okay. That's a lot better. I thought we were going towards the orb. Like, sure. We're going to Slime World with no food again.
The orb is directly in front of you. James's beckoning is coming from the right-hand side of the hall into somewhere that is dark at the moment because you haven't walked towards it.
Adventure.
Venture.
I'm already walking in that direction.
Venture. Come on, Dashboard.
No. I'm teaching music to millions.
So I should
you're
the castle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm part of the scout.
Great. Right. So
Dashboard is teaching us the hits of Joan Baez.
Well, I guess we're going that way. And Em, if you want to be here by yourself, that's your call. But I mean, split the party. And just go off with Patty.
Yeah, Nobby's with you guys.
I'll never hear the end of it.
No, Em, it's okay. Stay here. See what you can figure out about that slime bubble
thing. No, Em, come with us. You have the ability to teleport. Oh, wait, no, you don't. Yes, you do. Come with us.
A bunch of two idiots would go underground when an archaeologist would not.
Are we going deeper or just further across?
You're just going to the right.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same floor.
Right, I'm going to be at least 29 feet behind these two, just in case.
Okay.
I would have gone 31 feet,
29
to be honest.
Feet.
No, I'd rather get to you in one turn so we can dimension door out.
Oh, okay.
You're exhausted.
Ooh,
you're not exhausted anymore.
Oh, we're good?
It's been a couple of days.
It's been a couple of days.
Oh, rub that shit right off.
Take it back.
You walk to the right after all of that
friendship chat.
Ridiculousness. And as the torches light up, it's a combination of some... It's like a cathedral... But to war. The walls seem made of weaponry, made out of the same black glass. And the whisper moves about you, directing you towards one particular short sword hanging in the wall.
Oh.
And then once you stand in front of it, it says,
I'm here.
Don't touch anything.
I don't even feel like it's metagaming not to touch anything. James is very smart. This is a weapon rack in hell, and one of them's speaking to me. I'm going to roll something. I don't know.
A dice?
History, arcana,
I can help something. You
what do you want to determine?
If it's safe to fucking touch, I guess.
Okay, roll an arcana.
Are you assisting, are you, buddy?
Is that what roll one. Sure, swords can be sharp. That's fine to be assist. Handled with care.
Grip this end only.
21.
That sword doesn't seem any more dangerous than any other part of the wall. It just seems to be an obsidian short sword.
Are you doing...
Don't look at me. I have absolutely no idea what this is, and I'm going to.
The walls are literally made of daggers and long swords, axes and pikes, made out of the same material. It's just this one sword that this mysterious voice in your right ear has directed you to.
I think I'm good. Honestly, I'm really not a sword guy anyway. If this was like a jetpack, I wouldn't even rolled.
What's a jetpack?
What's a jetpack, James?
A long jump machine.
Yeah, gnomes are terrible. Yeah,
you mean spider leap?
Touch the sword.
Sorry?
You should definitely touch the sword.
I'm glad you're not in here to
influence
me. I'd
like to grab Jim's hand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely not. No. Yeah, no.
Roll post dex.
Would I be
going to hold it?
No, I'm going to ask. I'm going to gently and but firmly guide his hand towards the sword.
Paddy, no.
I mean, his dex is going to be higher than my dex naturally.
27?
It beats my 11.
Okay, so you grab his hand and you brush it against the sword. Nothing happens. It's just...
It just seems to be a sword.
It's just a sword.
Yeah, if it's just a sword, why don't you pick it up?
Okay, I will. I'll grab it.
Okay. It's a black obsidian short sword.
Does it feel well weighted?
Yeah, it's perfectly balanced. It's just made out of obsidian.
Cool. I'll give it a few swishes through the air and then I offer it to Jim. There you go.
I'm not a sword guy.
The damn thing.
I legit won't be able to use it. I'm not a sword boy.
I give the sword to Jim point first. Okay, I miss. Oh, wait.
Actually, what's your armor class, Jim?
Yeah, what's your
15.
AC? Oh, okay. Yeah, I miss.
I'm just like step aside.
Yeah, you just step aside.
Bad. I'm good. Hey, but that's cool. You guys have a nice sword. You're welcome.
just stab him. We're just going to roll past that. That's fine.
You hang on to that then, and I'll reconsider your offer in due course, which means it'll happen as soon as I'm willing to let it happen.
All right. I'm going to keep looking for loot.
It'll be useless in my hand. I'm not good with weapons like that.
Didn't you have a mace before or something?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so the Cathedral of Weaponry is surrounding you. There's no other passages out of this particular room. You head back to the main hall. And do you want to head across? There doesn't seem to be any obvious passages from what you can see along the walls so far of this hall. Mm. Though you know that this hall takes up maybe 1/16 of the citadel.
Is there any debris on the ground, like loose rocks or anything?
Very clean. Much cleaner inside than it was outside.
Did we just come in here to loot? Or did we have to get to the roof because that's where the portal was as well? Because that's where we arrived.
No, the portal is on a couple of days' travel in the other direction through the citadel. Oh, okay. You literally just came in here to loot.
Okay, I'd like to pull a ruby out of my pocket and just flick it onto the bubble.
Okay.
Okay, that's probably fine.
Yeah, you flick a ruby and it hits the bubble and you see a figure appear inside. It's almost human, but a bit long and a bit gooey, but that might just be the material that it is. And it holds the ruby and it says,
"These are my last words. The hidden witch has fooled me. If you are hearing these words, take my final and greatest treasure and bring me back all of my treasures. Will be yours.
The ruby hits the edge, slides down the bubble in a little pool of ichor, and in the center of the bubble, a simple gold band, a ring, floats.
Cool, I snatched that shit right up.
The hidden witch. History check.
You know that that's Mystra.
Mystra.
Who's Mystra?
The goddess of magic.
Oh.
She's one of the big ones.
She created the weave. She's magic embodied, so the reason why you could cast is
that was because I'm a genius.
Some genius. No, but the geniuses learn how to hack into the weave to pull magic from it.
Well,
without her, there's no weave.
I probably tutored her, actually, because I was really
good at
magic.
She's one of the super big gods.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
The ones that you don't mess with.
She was like born from when light and shadow had a fight and magic came out of the clash, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's cool. The lore is cool.
Well, that's a waste of a nat 20 or 31 on a history.
Well, no, we wouldn't have known that as characters.
No.
The hidden witch is probably an insult for Mystra.
Right.
Such a cool name.
Cool. Right.
So all mates grab the band in there. That's exciting.
Sure did.
Give me a strength to get it out.
Okay.
It is athletics.
That is 9?
It is not budging.
Can I continue
like
to try?
It is literally stuck in there.
Can I?
Like an immovable rod.
I will try to damage it with my dagger.
So the bubble?
Yeah, just whatever is holding the ring.
Okay. Yeah, so you attack the bubble and it pops. And it oozes out over the floor, and you're left with a golden ring in your hand.
Fantastic.
You're having a good day for this.
No, it was easy.
Yeah. Look at all the loot you got, buddy.
Chuck in another thing, get another gold ring.
Well, he's destroyed the bubble now.
Now chuck in another. Oh, the whole bubble.
I think it just burst, right?
Yes. I guess for your 30, that figure was Beelzebul.
Right. Cool.
Okay. The makes sense. Arch demon of this level of hell.
Things are getting complicated.
I reckon you're fine, though.
It's fine.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch
for 32. It's odd that Mystra was fighting Beelzebul.
Yeah.
Technically, they should be on the same side.
Yeah.
The same side of the war that we're in, or the same side before the war that we're in?
Not on the same side before the war you're in, but definitely both against Nova.
Things are getting spicy meatballs.
That's true. Okay. Well, let's all focus on what we can control.
Right. Walking. Well, let's get out of here before we all starve to death.
I've got heaps of food. We should get out of here before they all starve to death.
Yes.
Just look outside at the army marching past the windows.
Yes.
Okay.
And how many... It keeps going. And we're not singing more than that, audience, so we don't get sued.
The the trailing end of the army moves through as you walk back out.
Yeah.
And you follow them through the Black Glass Citadel and out the other side. You rest. The army sings.
You should... What do they sing? Was that a request? No. You should tuck.
They sing many different things.
You should tuck the sword into him while he sleeps, so he's got something. Not into his flesh, so he's got something to snuggle, some whispers to talk to him at night.
I'm assuming the sword stopped speaking when Paddy took it.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
Have I heard the sword?
You never felt that it was the sword speaking.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
It was a voice right next to your ear.
Oh, but that stopped at least.
Yes,
that's good.
Jet fuel.
It's true. I assume I've not looked into this once. So how many days has it been since we started this Lord of the Rings style walking quest?
This will be the 5th.
Oh, goodness, guys. I only got 5 days more food. Actually, 4 more days because
you're finding food on your way.
Been hunting.
Yeah. Oh, then I have 10 days of the food on me.
Yeah, there's literally hundreds of thousands of people moving.
Would you rather eat Hellbore or ninth level sandwiches?
Oh, definitely my sandwiches.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You guys are welcome to have sandwiches too, but I mean, like, you don't travel, you know, all the way to Morocco to not have Moroccan food, so you can be those kinds of tourists. I definitely am going to be that kind
of tourist.
We'll
be having a lot of abyssal chicken.
Are you keeping the ring or are you wearing the ring? This is important.
Making a nose ring.
Yeah, put up your button.
What'd you...
Why would a nose ring...
I was going to say something.
Guys, odds are even.
Just wear the ring. This is Jim even. Is like, come on, puss. Come on, you... even.
I'm just rolling to stab.
Yeah, do it.
You're rolling to stab.
Oh,
it's cocked. Roll again.
Pretty damn...
Okay, then never mind.
This sword doesn't want to hit Jim.
I like this sword. It's good.
I like this new canon about the sword where it just can't hit Jim.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to slip the ring on my left hand.
Okay. You feel like a slight tingle of magic.
Yep.
But nothing overwhelming.
Oh, that's good. Do I feel stronger or smarter or
nothing, dumber?
More cursed?
Yeah, your finger is like a little numb for half a second.
Yep.
That's it.
Okay.
Did you put in your tear? You don't have your tear hand anymore, do you?
No, that's gone.
Oh, damn.
So now I've got I've gone from the good god hand to like a demon hand.
I just liked that you had a dog arm because you could just keep throwing shit onto it like, well, tears problem. Yeah. Yeah, I pick up the cursed sword with my tear hand. Like it's... Oh, that was kind of an advantage.
You sleep.
We never wake up.
When you wake up...
You lied to me.
I tried to steer.
You lied.
Look, there's something you need to know about me.
Jim, the sword is next to you.
Fuck off, Paddy.
Well, it was me. Give me my sword back, yeah, you thieving prick.
Come and take it back.
I saw the sword. It got up and it walked over to you in the middle of the night.
I sleep near them?
It was saying, Daddy,
if you
Daddy.
Want.
I think I would.
Yeah.
All right.
Have you said that the voice drew you to the sword?
I'm happy to share that information. Like I told guys directly when it happened. Yeah.
I've had a very good experience of objects calling to me with my mask. So I think this is a good omen.
Okay. Sword, listen, I'm not the guy you want. I'm not a sword boy. I wouldn't even know what to do with you.
Jimmy, you cannot fight love like this. You know, there's a connection there. It is calling to you. You cannot just say, I am not the one for you. You have to let the sword decide.
Now, point of order. You guys have talked to me about what's happened prior to me meeting you.
As he's gesturing like with this with the hands, I just slipped the
sword into his hand as his hand outstretches, the handle just ends up in his grasp.
So evidently the reason I don't remember any of you is because I had a magical book inside my brain.
Yes.
So you could forgive me for being a little bit trepidatious about picking up anything that's speaking to me that doesn't have a mouth.
That was the
sword. That's very bold of you to assume that I would forgive you anything, James.
Was the sword speaking to you, or do you think perhaps it was something else?
I didn't like check its credentials. I have no idea, but something. It's not talking anymore, right? I didn't wake up because it was speaking or anything. Yeah.
But can anyone do a...
Em, what do you reckon?
Magic.
I trust your opinion, Em.
Look, there's two ways to do it. Either you hold the sword for the day and see what happens, we test it out, or you just continue, Paddy, to now your sword. If it keeps coming to you at night, it means the sword wants you. And I think it's cursed, and we should... we should take it and throw it away.
You know what, Paddy?
Just throw it away.
It is technically your sword.
It is
what
your sword.
Your choice?
Just... throw it away.
Yeah, Paddy,
I really think that you should hold on to it for 24 hours.
This is a good idea.
Okay, guys.
And then,
but
if
when
after
this
that...
inevitably backfires, I will listen.
Yes.
I will haunt the shit out of you.
But here's
forever.
Here's it's okay. I don't believe in ghosts.
Can I make an arcana check on the sword?
It's your sword for 24 hours, so you can throw it away.
Sure.
I don't have arcana, but like this is all exciting, and I want to have a look at it. Oh, it's an 18.
It's very sharp.
Doesn't seem magical within
it's
itself.
Obsidian
though.
Blade. So it's pretty and useful.
Yeah. Cool. Sure. Cool. I'm going to take the sword.
It is just this
but
sword.
Let the. I mean, it's my choice at the end, so this is inevitably my fault. But yep. I will always blame you guys for this.
Can I hand it to you?
I feel
with
like
my left
you
hand?
Would do this to us
sure.
anyway.
Cool.
What's his left hand? Oh, sure. Well, it doesn't matter. I'm taking it.
Yeah, good.
Oh, I think I was just picking it up off the ground because it was beside me.
Okay,
what
yeah, sure.
What do you do, Basil? I've got a sword now.
Oh, thank God. Black smoke. It disappears from James's hand.
Great.
What did you do?
And for my next trick.
What did you do with my sword?
That was Paddy's sword, and you just.
That was a good trick, buddy.
I said,
you're all welcome.
So where did you hide it? Where did you hide it? Is it in your sleeves? Like,
I assume
it's
in
your colon.
Make it come back.
No, I can't.
I checked behind him. Like, is it in him? But, like, behind. Did he palm
it's like
it?
In my back, is it? That would be a good trick.
What did you do?
I didn't do that, guys. It's.
He picked up the sword.
I didn't do it.
He waved around and said, whoop-de-doo, I've got a sword now, and disappeared.
And it didn't shatter into dust.
It's it just kind of like black smoke.
Why didn't it do that when this jerk picked it up?
No, say
I thought you were being bullied.
No. You need to say again, whoop-de-doo, look at me, I have a
Basil,
sword.
I've got a sword now.
Maybe say you don't have a sword.
More importantly, like Paddy, that's a ring of wish.
Oh, why has he got it?
Because he's the one who popped the bubble and grabbed it.
How many charges does
one.
It have?
One.
This is a dangerous thing to do to your game.
Hey,
Paddy, could I borrow that ring for a second?
No one knows except Paddy.
Did he happen to wish for the sword to fuck off? Is that what just happened? Did he use his one wish on that?
Oh, no.
So that's good. We're done with the sword saga of our lives.
The sword's disappeared.
Good. Okay. Well, I go back to bed. Everyone fuck off.
No, you're waking up. The army's moving
on. I thought
on.
I woke up because of sword shenanigans. No.
Sorry, just to be clear, have I used the charge on this ring?
No. Did he just use it to get rid of the sword?
Okay.
Oh, no.
Hey, Paddy, how many inches?
You have to...
How many inches?
Oh,
yeah,
God.
You're taking away to make it useful.
What? No, I'm adding feet.
It's going to have.
This is a terrible idea for you.
You say, I want to add 2 feet, and then it has 2 feet.
Yeah, two little feet. I can lean on it and run around on it.
Everything has its advantages. It's more of like a midway mount, like in a bridge, to keep it up.
Enough of that.
We're talking about the sword, are we?
Sure.
We continue forward.
Hell
yes.
Yes.
Singing the songs.
Mm-hmm.
You march. You continue, and in 2 days' time, you see the portal on a ridge that you came through.
Where does it go to?
Yes.
Inside the Titan.
Perhaps we should send you first as an emissary, so that...
Who's me?
All the four
sure.
of you, so they are
whatever.
Warned about...
Whatever, I push Nobby through.
Just
yeah,
to let the, go on through.
Bites your hand.
I need to tell.
Just so they can tell rabies. Like, a lot of gnolls are coming.
Yeah, I want to go through because I want to speak to Pan.
Is rabies confirmed in D&D? Rat just kind of bit me.
No, Nobby doesn't have rabies.
Nobby is poisonous though.
Yeah, very poisonous. So
everything has its pluses and minuses.
Oh yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm going through because I want
to
speak to Pan.
We're going through. The four of us are going to go through. And
the five of us.
Black Paddy's going first.
I'm following with my people. So you can warn them that so that we don't get attacked as we walk in.
That's a fair idea.
And if they do attack, I'll kill everyone.
Okay. All through the portal.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
So I jump through the portal first. I say, quick, Pan, close the portal!
Nah, I'm kidding. The sound still travels through. Like, oh, you're
joking!
See a knife just fly through the portal.
It's like Stargate where you cut it mid-thing and like my arm lops off, right?
There is one person in the hangar.
Oh. Hello!
Hey, Betty!
Betty looks remarkably healthy.
You look great!
Her burn scars seem to have been receding and are healing out. Her hair is regrowing. What used to be grey is now kind of blondish.
Why do good things happen to bad people?
I don't know. Why do the good things happen to you?
This is... When did the good things start?
Did you succeed?
We have thousands and thousands of gnolls who are now our friends. So yes, we succeeded. We made friends.
We have a gnoll
wonderful
army.
Yeah. Where's Nova? How is everything?
I mean, Nova's probably, you know, in her big
yeah, cool.
white woman.
Just couldn't contact her. Just wanted to make sure. How's my family? How's everyone?
Wonderful! He's up and jumping about.
Awesome! I can't wait to
very
see him.
Very tall now.
Listen, we have hundreds and thousands of gnolls coming through the portal. Could you run ahead and get...
Tell Pan.
Let Nova know that there's people coming.
Yep.
Everyone's favorite.
Babu.
Mm.
Yes.
We have hundreds of thousands of gnolls that are about to come through the portal.
We need barracks.
The army
succeeded in saving the race.
Yes, we did.
Did you kill Yonim?
No.
That's a shame.
We did very much stop him from perfectly merging, though.
Perfectly merging with what?
Oh, that's right. We didn't know
that. No, we didn't know that was happening.
And Yinogu.
My heavens.
No, hell.
What a story you must have to tell.
That's pretty much the gist of it, honestly.
I shall go and make preparations for accommodating how many gnolls was it?
Does he want to pop his head through the portal? Because we are moving forward.
About 100,000, I think. Is that right?
Hundreds of thousands.
How about... You see his eyes kind of zoom in and zoom out. Oh, 400,000. That's quite a population, isn't it? Off I go.
Good luck.
He zooms off.
I mean, we did do a good thing in that we've removed 400,000 bloodthirsty soldiers from the enemy and given them to us. That's all right.
Mm.
In wartime.
I mean, if they are refugees, I wouldn't want to enlist them straight away into the army. That feels bad.
They're pretty good.
Two goals. Kill you.
And save the gnolls.
Save the gnolls.
We did one.
You did one.
Hey.
Pretty good for the C team.
For us.
The god doesn't have his followers anymore.
One out of two.
That means a lot.
Yeah.
That does mean a lot. He's spent his entire existence doing that.
Yeah.
So all in all, I'm going to count this as a rousing success, and I don't think anyone can convince
me otherwise.
I think it's a
51%.
Solid 51.
For me, honestly, saving the innocents is ranked well above killing a bad person.
Well, they're not innocent, but they are now.
Well, they're now innocent. We've made them innocent. We've created 400...
Man, can you bring, like, a lot of food into the hangar?
Did I hear a lot of food?
Then he starts, like, moonwalking through the fucking portal. He's giant, he's grooving.
Hell yeah.
Arms are up in the air.
Palooze!
As you walk through... As you walk through, you...
No, I get small?
You get small.
Oh, thank fuck.
Oh, no, I'm melting.
I think I'm dying. I like collapse onto the floor. I'm like, no.
Would you like a cigarette?
Yes.
She'll hand you a cigarette.
Is the cigarette in my mouth still giant? Or did that shrink as
no,
well?
No, it shrunk as well.
It's just no wins.
I'm nervous now about what the gnolls are going
to
do.
I could illusion you to make you look bigger if you want.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
They would have seen me do it.
Yeah, they think that it's amazing magic that you've just done. They don't seem to question it at all.
Don't ask me to do it again.
I mean, all of them have accepted you as leader and wise, so what you're doing is...
Yeah,
like, you can really make
three.
No
wrong.
No.
You can do no wrong in their eyes.
Taught them about socialism, the musical stylings of Joan Baez and Bob Dylan. Like, it's a good place to be.
And the clocks come through carrying platters of food, which all the gnolls kind of eat, and they're tasting like sugar for the first time, and all of this,
like,
and
the
vegetables.
Wild, like a dog getting a scratch.
Yeah, there is kind of an impromptu party happening in the hangar.
Is this the start of the gnoll obesity epidemic?
Maybe, who knows?
We've just introduced them to sugar. I feel like we've done a bad thing.
I feel like we're going to get some, like, anaphylactic shock happening because their bodies can't handle the
energy. Yeah, no,
diabetic shock.
Does anyone have an EpiPen? Does anyone have 400,000 EpiPens?
No, we'll be fine. I ate a shit ton. I started smoking and I'm not dead yet.
That's
true.
I started smoking like a month ago.
Heavily.
You know, dogs are very fragile creatures when it comes to eating certain
foods.
We're
hyenas. It's fine.
No, I'm just saying, like, a grape could kill a dog.
No, but we're carrion beasts. We eat things that are rotting. Like, we eat anything.
Next
Dashbold.
Yeah, mate.
You are approximately the same height as Betty.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice that she has...
died.
Some holes on her neck.
Mm-hmm.
And down one of her arms.
No, mm-hmm. Not the bee.
Sorry.
The bees.
No!
What sort of holes are we...
like beehive holes.
Beehive holes. So, Betty, I notice you have some new...
Don't say holes.
Holes on your body.
He said holes.
What's the story with those?
Well...
You look good, by the way.
I was in the gardens.
Mm, yeah.
And one of the young queens, landed on my shoulder.
Bees.
Yes.
Oh, you should watch out. Were you wearing yellow?
No.
Oh, well.
I was slathered in honey.
And she asked if I wanted to help her make all of her babies live longer.
Obviously, you'd say yes.
Of course I said yes.
Yeah.
And so she stung me, and now she lives inside me.
Oh.
I fucking hate this place so much.
People in our audience who have that.
Love
I've just
that.
Up. Trypophobia? Trypophobia?
Tryptophobia. Yep. Yep.
Oh. Jim's listening. He's seeing a whole
I didn't even need a reason to hate her. I mean, I had a lot of reasons, I've got like... I don't have that thing, but like she is a person who's so infuriating.
So what do you get from?
Look, they're healing my skin and they're growing back my hair.
Nice.
And I'm going to live for a lot longer and healthier.
Mm.
We're fighting for immortality. You would have lived for a lot longer anyway.
But if I want to know where someone is, watch this.
And a bee crawls out of her neck and flies away.
Betty, you're living your best life. Good job. You do you. Shut up, Jim. She's her own person.
So who's Betty, for context?
Just the worst NPC.
Betty. Best NPC. Staple.
Betty.
I never met Betty, I don't
think. Betty's a carriage driver.
Fucking
that the party
member.
Fixated on early in the game.
Yes.
The opposite of fixated on.
Absolutely best NPC.
And so she's been a recurring character, and she ended up being one of the ones that I rolled on the table along with Cornell and Fortune that ended up making it to the Titan and coming along with
them. I liked Fortune. Fortune was nice.
Fortune's great value. Oh, actually, Fortune's probably bad. Fortune's very expensive, yes. But a good person.
Good value, though. I mean, we got money's worth out of living.
I'm going to start trying to, like, does Babu show me where I need to, like, keep the group marching?
Well, Babu has kind of left and in.
Okay.
And I guess after a while and they're all eating, there's lots of room here.
Is there
room
in the hangar for 400,000?
Yeah.
Wow. Big hangar.
Sheesh.
It just kind of expands up and opens up some more and expands up and opens up some more. The Titan is a multi-dimensional space. Everyone.
Oh, I didn't.
If it needed to, you could just make this giant stairway outside of it.
A stairway to heaven, so to speak.
Can we get one of those like dream stairways where the top turns into the bottom?
Could you just turn it any shape we want?
Just that final scene in Labyrinth?
I need everyone to stop having cross conversations.
Sorry.
Yes.
Not good.
Sweet, you can turn into any shape we want, guys.
Cool.
And so after an hour or so, Babu comes back and says, well, I've organized accommodations for your new friend.
Wonderful.
Lots of food, lots of houses and blankets and all those good things.
Bats.
Use cigarettes and baths.
Bats.
Yes, yes.
That's so good. You guys are going to love it.
And Nova wants a report, so you're all heading down to the chamber where she is to just tell her what's going on.
Awesome.
This can only go well.
This is going to go so well.
I like this attitude. Yeah. Everyone, let's go.
I was not.
You want me to come?
Yeah, yes. Betty. Bring your beans.
Oh, you know what? You weren't there, so I don't think your report.
I want to know what Nova thinks of the bees.
She can be moral support.
Oh, I think Dashbold's got moral support covered. Look at him.
Hell yeah. I'm fucking glowing with morals.
95% of what he does is moral support. Betty, I would say that you can buzz off, eh? And then I put some sunglasses on and take them off.
Yeah, good joke. Peace. Sick him.
Oh, no.
And a swarm of bees just head straight for your
out
face.
Out of her skin?
Oh, I'm going to have to defend myself against that, I guess. God.
No, I need you to roll a constitution at disadvantage.
To see if you die from anaphylactic shock.
16.
Yeah, no, you absolutely flinch. And, like, they're not attacking you. They're just buzzing around your face, like, in your ears and your eyes. And then they crawl back and just kind of, like, hang out on her neck and shoulder.
Yeah, this isn't helping the case at all.
I feel like we need the fireball there.
You shouldn't pick on me anymore, James.
Yeah.
Anymore.
I've got other friends now.
Great. Go see them.
Yeah, they're here. Betty.
We'll go see them somewhere else.
Betty, yeah.
Technically, I've lived on the Titan longer than you
sure,
have.
Sure. I don't want to be here.
Wait, actually, no, that's
you said
good.
Be again.
How long has it been since we have been gone?
They just come out every time you say the word
8 months.
We've been gone for 8 months.
We said roughly a year. So
that's nearly enough time for a baby to happen, if anyone else was having babies happening.
We'll find out when Gwen gets out. Surprise,
don't you have a newborn?
Looks just like Molo.
Okay. Yeah, okay. We head down
Gaelic.
To report.
It's a Gaelic baby.
Report Gaelic time, baby. Report time.
Okay.
It's the morning report.
The gnolls head off to wherever Disney. The gnolls are heading off to. And you head into Nova's chamber. Once again, you walk into this open white and gold space. She descends from the giant white woman with her golden tendrils connecting her to her power source. And she says, congratulations on surviving your arduous task.
Thanks, Nova. How are you doing?
The war progresses well.
Good. That's really good. That makes me happy.
We have won many great allies with not nearly as much bloodshed as I had feared. You have brought me many more followers. That is more than I could have asked. You didn't kill Ioni, though, did you?
No, we did tried, not. But it was not the situation we thought that we were approaching. It turns out he was fusing with an ogre god, but we sort of disrupted that at least. And Em read a book while we were trying to fight him and found out that apparently that will not work very well.
Merging with a god.
Was it a god? It was like a big... It was a god. Em, you were reading the book? While we were all trying to kill him?
Just out of character, do we know the name of the god?
Yeah, Gorlick.
Gorlick.
Yeah,
okay. But is he a god or was he like a demon lord as well?
He was a god.
He was a god.
Yep.
Yeah,
he was the god that was the patron like, god of Gnolls before Yeonu stole
him.
Oh,
that was it.
Him.
Yeah, no, I remember you telling us that now.
Yep.
Yeah.
I throw in the word Gorlick.
Very interesting tactic. It's never worked before. Would you relish the chance to fight Ioni Gorlick again and finish your duty?
Well, I think I need to, but I also now potentially have an army to follow if you need these men for other work.
Perhaps.
I'm sure they all would like their vengeance.
While the army is very, very valuable, I'm unwilling to risk so many lives now that we have saved them.
That is fair.
Unless they themselves are willing to do so. What I need are champions such as yourselves to venture forth and bring an end to this conflict.
We can do that.
Yeah, I mean, I was in before. It is the same job, really, except that we do it again.
Yes, we'll end the conflict.
And Jim has a sword now.
Yes. Was that sarcasm?
No, that was a statement.
Do you want to roll deception?
I take
it.
I take it
against the god that you are talking to.
I take that awkward step away from your friend that you do when they're getting in trouble. Like, I just take a step to the right. And
you gotta do what I do when we're in the situations. I just don't talk. You're just like, nope, I have nothing good to say.
She's too
proud.
She's
too
proud. I couldn't help it. It was
a it's
a character. The wisdom of
Jim. You know
what?
Right there.
It was definitely a statement. A sarcastic statement.
Did you roll deception?
Oh, I can roll deception if you want.
Yeah, get please. That 20. Get that 20.
It doesn't matter what you roll.
I don't think God's
she's in your bloody head, you dungus.
Get the 20. Get the 20. Get the 20.
God sees you rolling 20, 20. She's like, oh, that's cute.
That's look at them try.
That's 23.
I don't want you to do anything that you're not willing to,
Fair enough.
Your service is very valuable, but I will not compel you against your will or threaten you.
Yes, you have stated this before.
Would you prefer a non-violent mission? One where you merely speak on my behalf.
Sorry. I'm mouthing things across the table.
I
just nudge her, like, fucking serious.
I think after all the fighting we've recently endured, one where you can battle with wits and tongue rather than fist and sword would be preferable. Yes.
And you would do this willingly? Serve me in this way?
Mm-hmm.
Then I accept your pledge of service once more.
Mm-hmm.
Some salt in that wound for you. A little bit of lemon.
Patty.
Yes.
You have the Demon Lord's treasure.
I do.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Nova.
It is a great weapon.
And I will use it in our great war.
I thank you for your loyalty.
My lady.
Your son.
Mm.
Grows strong, mm. Dashbold.
That makes me so pleased, yes.
He is very gifted.
Mm.
He's also 25.
Cool. How old is he? Now, I haven't had a chance to see him yet.
He is a strapping young man.
Good.
When you...
Do you think the age is going to slow down or like plateau for a bit?
Oh, yes.
So he'd reach the prime and then you sort of...
Well, once he reaches adulthood.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Just so that we do not wish to keep anyone from experiencing the fullness of their life in the new world.
Yeah.
So that we may all make conscious and conscientious decisions about what we want. And what we will be when we have the choice to be anything.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Jim.
Ahoy, hoy.
You survived.
I mean, I did it. Yep.
Actually, he did a lot to help us out. I was very proud of him.
Made a very good sandwich.
He yelled at something and it broke. And, you punched something, I think.
I saw it. It happened.
He was very brave.
Mm.
I only remark upon it because you had so many doubts before you left.
Yep. I'm surprised as well.
Is there anything I can give you to help you in your new confidence?
Why am I zapping again? Now I've forgotten. I've still forgotten. Can that stop? Can I stop zapping people?
No.
Okay then, no.
What's with the zapping?
Yeah, apparently it's... I can't remember myself.
What zapping?
When we tried to teleport out, I electrocuted the crown into exploding.
He didn't mean to. It just came from him.
It's just my fire personality. Yeah.
We first teleported too.
Was it on not me your time? New accoutrement?
Is it? I don't know.
Is it not the gifts that you have developed with your friend?
What's his friend?
Wait, you mean me?
Oh, I don't have any friends.
We're friends.
Looking at everyone around.
I mean, I'm glad you're here. I know, I'm glad you're here, Jim. I consider you a friend.
Yeah.
I have not been introduced to him, but I have been told that there is an old man.
An old man?
In the Titan that is helping Jim
develop defensive tactics. I found Grandpa. I didn't find Grandpa. Although I found somebody's Grandpa.
Sorry, what?
He is an artificer.
I mean, we all dabble in arts and crafts from time to time, but I do not...
I mean, just because you put some macaroni on a board doesn't make like you an artist.
Have you been like playing? Is it like sort of a static thing? You have been dealing with like balloons and...
Amber rods?
I mean, there are balloons, but like they're not... I don't think it's my amount of balloons.
Well, I mean, look, wherever it goes, you know, if it goes well, you can maybe sell some things. It'll be nice. We could start up a little shop.
So perhaps ask him, and he will be able to remove this unforeseen effect.
Yep.
Of your new abilities.
Good advice. Thank you. I wasn't being sarcastic. That's just the tone I have.
He can't help it.
Do you wish for another duck?
No, I didn't even remember where I left the first duck.
A duck?
Little wind-up duck.
Yeah, I left it somewhere. It's probably in hell. It's fine. Oh, I'll get it next time around.
How important is deceit to you?
Is deceit?
This is an awkward question to answer in front of a lot of people, isn't it, Jim? But I am not leaving this room.
You know, everything's case by case. So I'm not comfortable giving a declarative statement when it really depends on the context.
Jim really is a wrinkly little shit, is he? He just wriggles out of everything.
He's a fun guy, isn't he? Yeah. I like Jim, though.
I want to let you know that there are no secrets from me. I wish that were not the case. That I could give people the peace of their own minds. But unfortunately, I know the lies that you tell. And
I kind of
figured. I want to understand them.
Understanding's overrated. But hey, knowing, that's half the battle.
Where I'm going to send you now is a place of truth.
What?
Of truth.
Oh, this is a droof, and I thought that was like a dwarven thing. I was like, yeah, I come. Truth. Oh, that sounds tantalizing.
A place where deceit will not be welcome.
Hmm.
And in very few situations, tolerated.
I'm okay with that.
I'm an open book, so.
James. Confirmed.
With a few pages. Like the shiftiest fucker you've ever seen.
You're going to fall apart. You're just going to like. Oh, man.
A less violent mission is your wish. And I'm sending you a place where you will find no resistance if your motives are true. I am sending you to an audience with the Dragon Father, Bahamut.
Fuck yes!
Yeah, I can do that.
This is great.
I can do that. That sounds like fun. I'll just go talk to him. Just let me talk to him, guys. It'll be fun.
This is one of my all-time favorite deities.
Win him to my side. Bring him or his avatar to Kandera.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a slam dunk.
Does that mean get a pledge or simply bring them here so you can speak with him?
No, you will speak to him.
Oh, yes.
And I will claim him if he is willing.
Okay. Yeah, if he's willing. Yeah, that's what we're all about.
Yes. Palouse, you have a question?
I have a request. I would rather continue to hunt Yunogo. I do not feel like I am able to depart from this.
If that is your wish,
it is.
Then you shall.
Thank you.
And I will give you the assistance of a friend. Lavinia will accompany you.
Yes! This is amazing, you guys. Lavinia is so cool!
Yeah, Lavinia!
Yeah. But please, Palouse.
Oh, sorry.
Do not view Lavinia as your superior. You have proven yourself as both warrior and king. You are at least as worthy as she in my eyes.
And put my fists on my hips like this, and he stands up real bright, and he's got a big grin, and he just looks real happy, and the tail's wagging a bit. Yeah. But politely, like
you're,
not all over
you're
the
way show. Better than Lavinia, mate.
You're French Mr. Peanut Butter.
Oh, that was not planned, but yes, yeah, you've boiled him down.
Sorry, yes.
Good call. That's a hot take.
And your form in hell is yours at will, if you wish it.
Yeah, no, that sounds pretty good, eh? So I want it to happen, and it happens.
She's going to walk forward, lean down, kiss you on the top of the head, and once per day, for an hour, you can become giant Palouse.
Oh my god. I'm going to write it down as big boy.
Does she like give him a scratch behind the ears as well?
Yes.
Yeah, sweet. Little scritch. Little scritches.
Scritchy, scritchy.
Oh.
You're like, don't stop.
So Bahamut, That's going to be fun. Yeah. I am actually very excited about this.
I'm so keen.
Only heard good things.
To talk to Muhammad, you must travel to the celestial plane and travel his path of righteousness.
I speak celestial. This cat's got celestial blood. I don't even know. The arm. Yeah, there's blood in the arm. It's technical. You wouldn't understand.
I do understand. You are both well suited to this.
This is great.
I would give you but one warning. Do not try and deceive a god.
I've got no secrets from Bahamut. This is going to be awesome.
Black Paddy, you look very happy about this.
Ah, I'm thrilled.
He's just got a big frozen glassy grin. Shit.
Head back to your Titan. Rest, recuperate, research, restock, and Babu will come in the next few days with details on your mission. Enjoy the pleasures of Kandera while you can. We'll end it there.
I'm
And that is where we will leave our heroes this week. Join us next week to see what else has changed in the city of Kandera and the universe at large while they have been away. As always, a big thank you goes out to Alex Smith for our theme tune and Matthew Garbutt for our character art. Also to Tabletop Audio and Battle Bards for supplementary music used in this episode. If you would like to help us out, tell a friend, tell your gaming table about this funny little Dungeons & Dragons actual play that you listen to, or give us a rating and a review wherever you're listening to us. We really love reading them, and we would love to read yours. As always, I've been Zane C. Weber. Thank you for listening.
So what mountain were the stones in the walls of this specific monastery mined from exactly?
Where can my character take a dump?
What's the governmental structure of every town in this entire
Which
continent?
Magic using class is like the most attractive?
How do these people know how to make tunnels under their town when all they do is farm?
Why does the genie always
weird?
Refuse to make people fall in love with me? Like,
if
who hurt
poison
him?
Rules are the same for every player race, does that mean they all have
can
the
my
same
character have a pet?
System?
Ooh, can that pet have a pet?
Are your players asking too many questions? Do you really know how your world works? Don't you wish there was a podcast that made this whole thing easier? Come on over to Dungeon Deep Dive, your favourite fantasy world-building podcast. Whether it's tabletop RPGs or creative writing, we do the research so you don't have to. Find us on your podcatcher of choice or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @DungeonDeepDive.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.